Yesterday we began discussing that even though the general rule is that the only type of work that is typically forbidden on Shabbos and Yontif that you can do on Chol HaMoed is if it's unskilled labor and you need it for either Chol HaMoed or for Yontif, there were three exceptions, three categories of exception where you'd be even permitted to do a Ma'aseh Umen, you'd even be able to employ skilled labor to be able to get this done on Chol HaMoed. And the first category we spoke about yesterday is Litzarech Eichel Nefesh. If for the purpose of preparing food for Chol HaMoed or for the last days of Yontif, in order to prepare the food you need skilled labor, you would be able to use skilled labor to be able to get that food preparation needed for Chol HaMoed or for the second days of Yontif. So we said, for example, if let's say your stove were to break on Chol HaMoed, you need a stove to prepare food. But to fix a stove, you need skilled labor. For that, since that's Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, that's called for the need of preparing food for Chol HaMoed or for Yontif, you'd be able to do so. Okay. So that's what we discussed yesterday. The next category...
I had a question on it yesterday.
That?
Is it preferable to get a non-Jew to do that?
There's Shaila about that. According to Halacha, it would seem that you could ask a Yid to do it just as much as a guy. There is a Mishabura that seems to say it's preferable through a guy, but it seems to be a certain stringency that he has. But
yeah.
So again, there is a Mishabura that says you should do that, but according to the letter, according to the actual Halacha, you could ask even a Yid to do it. Now, the next category to talk about is called Tzarech Hayaguf. That if you, in order for a person to be able to take care of their physical needs based on the times that we're in, in order to be able to take care of your physical needs, again, in a reasonable way, and again, it's a need for Chol HaMoed, you would be able to even use skilled labor in order to do that. So, for instance, let's say the heat breaks, you know? Like, maybe we'll have a cold Chol HaMoed Pesach this year. Who knows? Okay? But let's say it's cold. The heat breaks in the house, right? Heat is something that we need to be able to function properly. It's our physical need. So, if you had to fix you have to fix the heat in the house, that's you need skilled labor for that. You could use skilled labor for that. Okay? To be able to take a hot shower... You know, there were times in history that there were Paiskim that said, hot shower, you don't need hot water to bathe. You can bathe in cold water. Nowadays, the Paiskim say, for us, that we're used to bathing in hot water, hot water is considered a physical need, and if the boiler breaks, you can fix it on Chol HaMoed, to take a shower on Chol HaMoed for the second day's Yontif. Okay, and it's interesting. This would be the kind of thing that really based on time and place and culture, it could be different. In one place, it's considered a need. In another place, not considered a need. Air conditioning. Okay? For us nowadays, air conditioning, not just me, for everybody, it's considered. Okay? Air conditioning is considered a regular need. And therefore, if it's a hot Pesach or a hot Sukkot, and you need one of those 90-degree Sukkots that can sometimes come around, and your air conditioning is broken, you want to get it fixed, you can get it fixed. Okay? Those would be a few examples of tzarech hayaguf, of physical need, that even if you need to use skilled labor, you can do it. Other things included would be tzarech refuah, certain, you know, for healing purposes. And even if it's not a danger to life, and even if halachically you wouldn't be considered sick, it could be just some kind of a discomfort. Let's say you have a toothache, right? And you may need some kind of dental work to take away that discomfort. That's skilled labor. Okay, but again, you're having a certain discomfort, right? You'd be able to have that taken care of. That's considered tzarech hayaguf. It's considered a physical need. Let's say you need an X-ray. You know, there's something. You know, you fell, you slipped, whatever it is, right? They want to take an X-ray to make sure nothing's broken. Okay, an X-ray is skilled labor. Okay, but again, you're trying to go ahead and take care of your body, right? And you want to make sure everything's okay now. You'd be able to get an X-ray done. Now, this doesn't mean, right, just once we're mentioning this, this doesn't mean that you should go ahead and make a doctor's appointment, you know, on Cholamoid if you don't need it. You know, to go ahead and say, well, oh, it's a good time. I have some time now. I'll make the appointment during Cholamoid, right? To intentionally make an appointment on Cholamoid, okay, that's not the appropriate thing to do. I mean, again, you could talk about whether it be malacha, not be malacha. Let's not get into what ifs right now. It's not worth it. Right now, the point is that when we're talking about, just once I'm mentioning the idea that you can call it, there are certain things you can do for tzarchei haguf, right? It means that tzarchei haguf, the physical needs that you need now, right? Not because, but if you can take care of it later, like a doctor's appointment, that wouldn't be an issue. That wouldn't be permitted to do. The next example, which is also is we can get into some gray areas exactly in this category, because the question is how far do we take it? But the third category that we say that you can do on a Chol HaMoed and even use skilled labor to do on a Chol HaMoed is for Dover HaAvid. Dover HaAvid means to prevent the loss. If less, in order to prevent the loss, right, you want to now do, you wouldn't even want to do skilled labor, okay, in order to prevent that loss, even if that loss has nothing to do with Yontif, even has nothing to do with Yontif, Chol HaMoed, second day, has nothing to do with Chol HaMoed, it's purely for the purpose of preventing a loss, you could have that done on Chol HaMoed, even if it takes skilled labor. So for instance, if let's say there's a leak in your roof. It's a leak, right? And it's in a room, you're not going to need the room for Chol HaMoed, you're not going to need the room for Yontif, you're not going to need it. But the point is, right, if there's a leak and you let the leak go, right, it's going to cause damage. Dover ha'avod, in definition, means losing principle. That's what dover ha'avod means, losing principle. Dover doesn't mean, oh, I can make profit, and I'm going to lose that on the profit. Right? That's not the definition of dover ha'avod. When it comes to losing on a profit, that'll be a separate discussion. Okay? But the definition of dover ha'avod is losing principle. Okay? So therefore, if I want to prevent a loss of principle, and it doesn't have to be a big loss, any kind of loss of principle, in order to prevent it, I can do it on Chol HaMoed, and I can even use skilled labor in order to do it. So if, let's say, a window breaks, or a lock on a door breaks, okay? And, you can live in a great neighborhood, but, you don't want, your window open. You don't want your front door, you don't want your house accessible. Right, that's called dover ha'avod. You could go ahead and get it fixed, even though it would mean skilled labor. Your car breaks down. Uh-huh. Your car breaks down, right? And the only way to get your car back to safety is, I guess, skilled. I mean, maybe we could discuss it. Is it called skilled labor getting a tow? I don't know. You need to be skilled to get a tow.
I can't do it.
maybe you just need to be taught. Just get a truck. And this will show you how to do it. But we'll get into that, whether it is or not. But even if it takes skilled labor, right, to get your car back, you don't want to lose your car. Another example, just an interesting example of dover ha'avod, even though this wouldn't be skilled labor, but again, it's an example of preventing financial loss, or loss of money, rather, and preventing loss of money, even though it's out of yontif need. I mean, let's say you've got some kind of fruit, right? It's hanging around too long. It's hanging around too long. If you don't cook it, right? If you don't make applesauce out of the apples, or you don't make compote out of the fruit, okay? It's going to rot. I don't want to eat compote on Yontif. I have no plans to eat applesauce on Yontif. I have no plans of. I have no need for it for Yontif. I have absolutely no need for it on Yontif. And I'm not going to eat it on Yontif. If it's in order to prevent loss, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, even if it's not a Yontif need, and even if you need to, even if you need skilled labor to do so, you'd be permitted to do so.